You're listening to WRUU 107.5 FM, Savannah, Georgia. That's WRUU.org. We're Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul. Radio Hounds, welcome to 4 p.m. and Collins Central here in downtown Savannah. Grab your pots and pans, sieves and strainers, get ready for some more one-of-a-kind recipes on the Rock and Roll Cookbook. As you know, the show that keeps you awake with the songs that never sleep, at least we hope they do keep you awake, or they never sleep, or whatever. I'm Audrey Hepcat here with Midnight Earl, the guru of rock and roll, and we're here live for you. In case you didn't already know that, for you every first and third Tuesday of the month. So it's the third Tuesday, March 16th. Happy almost St. Patrick's Day. Yay! Don't eat too much corned beef hash. It's a lot of that going around. Today we're serving part two of our History of Rock. So it's also still Women's History Month or Women's History Month. And there's so many amazing women songwriters that you don't hear enough. And we've assembled many of them on this show. We had a lot of great singer-songwriters on our last show, and we're just continuing in that vein this show to celebrate Women's History Month. So if one of your favorite songwriters, however, did not make the playlist, we'd love to hear from you so we can recognize it on our next show. For now, we're going to start with a song from someone you probably don't even associate with rock and roll. It's Laurie Anderson, but actually she's been a fixture and legend on New York City's art rock scene or avant-garde scene, but she actually kind of mainstreamed her way into rock and roll, I think, in the 80s. She's had a 50-year career. She's amazing, and her music is actually quite accessible. I guess you would call it, I don't know, Earl, call it art rock?
Yeah.
Art rock or art pop? Anyway, it's very listenable as well as being very creative.
Yes, and Anderson originally studied violin and sculpting, which led to performance art focusing on language, technology, and visual imagery. Two groundbreaking works were a song entitled O Superman, released in 1981, and the 1986 concert film Home of the Brave.
Yeah, Home of the Brave. I remember that. Anderson has invented a number of experimental musical instruments, including a tape bow violin and talking stick, in addition to a variety of voice filters that she has used in her performances and recordings. She also actually took singing lessons, she said, to prepare for the album Strange Angels. We're going to listen to the title song from that, released in 1989. So here it is, Strange Angels by Laurie Anderson.
They say that heaven is like TV, a perfect little world that doesn't really need you. And everything there is made of light, and the days keep going by. Here they come. Here they come. Here they come. It was one of those days, larger than life, when your friends came to dinner and they stayed the night. And then they cleaned out the refrigerator, they ate everything in sight. And then they stayed up in the living room and they cried all night. Strange angels singing old story haunting me. This is nothing like I thought it would be. Well, I was at my singing just for me. Perspective change falls on top of me. Rain falling, falling all over me, all over me. Strange angels singing just for me. Old stories haunting me. Big changes are coming, here they come. Here they come.
Very cool. Strange Angels, Laurie Anderson, certainly one of the most formidable forces of the New York City avant-garde scene, who was able to transition into mainstream rock and roll, or at least mainstream art rock, as mainstream as you can get, and still be creative, which she definitely is. So we're going to continue with one of the first artists to see the importance of the street music scene. Which evolved into rap. This was Sylvia Robinson, of course. Her influence was profound enough to earn her the title Mother of Hip Hop. She started her career as a singer-songwriter in the mid-50s, working with guitarist Mickey Baker in the duo Mickey and Sylvia, and we played their hit, one-hit wonder hit, last time, yep. Earl, as I recall. That was Love is Strange, but she was much more than a one-hit wonder. As she was quite an entrepreneur,
right.
did a lot of things.
She founded the soul label All Platinum Record Company, as well as a nightclub and recording studio with her husband Joe Robinson in 1968. They had their first hit with I Won't Do Anything, recorded by singer-songwriter
Leslie. I think Leslie, her name is Leslie.
Leslie Valentine, odd spelling, L-E-Z-L-I.
Yeah.
And in 1970, a duo act called The Moments charted the label's biggest hit with Love on a Two-Way Street.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. Co-written and produced by Sylvia with Burt Keys, with lyrics by Leslie Valentine.
Leslie Valentine. All right. So, unfortunately, by the late 70s, the company was almost in bankruptcy. Of course, Sylvia made a very fortuitous discovery at a nightclub. She described it as a DJ playing music and saying things to the kids who would answer him back. Of course, she was talking about what we now call rap or hip-hop. She thought it was a great idea at the time. That was in 1979. So she and her son Joey started driving around their Inglewood, New Jersey neighborhood looking for hip-hop artists to record. Quite an enterprising and... far-sighted person. she knew what was going to really work in the music future. So she, what am I talking about? Again, I'm getting all tongue-tied because
yes.
I don't have any notes on this. Anyway, Joey, her son, introduced her first to Henry Jackson, who became known as Big Bank Hank. They kept driving around and more people hopped into the car. And among the rappers... they'd never worked together before, I don't think. None of them. But they became the legendary Sugar Hill Gang. Okay, but that's enough history. I'm going to get back to Sylvia Robinson, who was a formidable force in her own right as a singer-songwriter. We're going to hear It's Good to Be the Queen.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Harpersville, castle on a mountain called Sugar Hill. Like Diana Ross said loud and clear, this is my house, I live here. We have a king, I must confess, we share everything cause we love the best. Have money and friends of every kind, friends are his, money's mine. My every wish is his command, furs every day at the wave of my hand. I consider myself a fortunate lady, sporting my rose and gray Mercedes.
Oh yes, it's good to be the queen. Ooh la la, gee, but it's good to be the queen.
Sing it, girls.
You can be sure about one thing. Ooh la la, maybe it's good to be the queen.
The queen of Sugar Hill.
Yes, it's good to be the queen, Sylvia Robinson. Very fun, very cool, and lyrics appropriate for all ages, I do believe. Would you? Yeah. I didn't hear anything bad in that song. Very nice. Okay, our next artist, Joan Armatrading, was born in the West Indies and has actually a huge fan base in the UK, but the song we're going to play, Drop the Pilot, is actually her only song to make the top 100 in the US, and that's kind of hard to believe because she's really an amazing talent.
Yes. Her debut album, Whatever's
For Us,
yeah, was released in 1972. In addition to being a singer-songwriter, she plays keyboards, guitar, and bass guitar. Drop the Pilot was the first single to be released from Armatrading's 1983 album, The Key. It was her third and final UK top 40 hit, peaking at number 11 and remaining there for 10 weeks.
Also, it should be noted that Armatrading is a... I never know how to pronounce her name. Earl, I always thought it was arbitrating, but I think maybe I heard somebody pronounce it arbitrating, but I think it's arbitrating. Anyway, she's an exception among artists who mostly write about their own life and struggles. She actually writes about what she describes as what I see other people going through, which is interesting. She goes on to explain, quote, "The optimistic songs reveal a bit more of me because that's how I feel. I'm definitely a, quote, glass is half full kind of person," unquote. So she's really, her songs are really very powerful, and they're also mostly very positive. She doesn't specify a gender pronoun in her songs, but rather uses the second person pronoun, you. So it's pretty safe. Anyway, here's Drop the Pilot, Joan Armatrading. Was Joan Armatrading, Drop the Pilot. Our next artist is Kirsty. Her name is Kirsty McCall, who actually died tragically in a speedboat accident in Mexico back in 2000, I believe. She was actually swimming with her two teenage sons at the time and saw the boat coming, pushed her sons out of the way, or one of them who was in the way out of the way, but the boat ran over her and she was killed instantly. Absolutely horrible. Horrible accident. A lot of investigation of this case. It's now closed, but the tragedy left many questions, and well, it's just very sad. So,
yep. And Kirstie McColl is best known for the 1987 Christmas hit Fairy Tale of New York, which she recorded with the Pogues. Her other hits include Days, written by Ray Davies of the Kinks, and a version of Billy Bragg's A New England.
A New England. Her last album was called Tropical Brainstorm. It was highly acclaimed by both critics and peers. She discovered a passion for the bright, sunny beat of Latin music, in contrast to what was described as the stoic gray landscape of English folk rock. This comes from, this is the opinion of a particular writer critic. I'm not sure I agree with it. I mean, English folk rock is not all stoic and gray. I mean, at least I don't think so. And Latin music is not all bright and sunny. There are some sad songs. So anyway, that's the metaphor. So let's hear it. Free World by Kirstie McColl. Beautiful. Kirstie why do I keep saying Kirstie? Her name is Kirstie, folks. Please forgive me. Kirstie McColl, Free World. Our next artist has been praised for breaking barriers for female hip-hop artists, as well as popularizing melodic rapping. Okay, there's a concept. And bringing hip-hop and neo-soul to popular music. So she is definitely a leader in the songwriting business. She was a member of the, and I'm going to pronounce this like the Bee Gees. It's not Fugues.
Yeah, Fugees.
The Fugees. Okay. Which was a hip-hop group that found their fame. I hear somebody groaning. Do I hear a groan? Okay. Please, anybody who's listening, please let us know if we say anything that is not the correct pronunciation. Or if we leave out any information that you think we should be that should be included in our repartee about these songs. Anyway, this artist is acclaimed for her solo album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, and she incorporates a lot of Caribbean and soul, the soul style, into the sound. So let's hear it. Every ghetto, every city.
I was just a little girl, skinny legs, a press and curl. My mother always thought I'd be a star. Way before the record deal, streets that nurtured Lauryn Hill made sure that I never go too far. Every ghetto, every city and suburban place I've been make me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. Story starts in Hooterville. Grew up next to Ivy Hill when kids were stealing quarter bills for fun. Killed a guy in Carter Park, rode a mongoose till it's dark, watching kids show off the stolen ones. Every ghetto, every city and suburban place I've been made me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot, don't forget what you got. Looking back, looking back, looking back, looking back, looking back. You know it's hot, don't forget what you got. Looking back, looking back, looking back, looking back. Vagabond times 20 cents and a nickel. Springfield Lab had the best popsicles. Saturday morning cartoons and kung fu. Main Street Roots Tonic with the dress, a beef patty and some cocoa bread. Move the patch from my leaves to the tongue of my shoe. Remember, Freeland Heiston used to have the bomb leather. Back when Doug Fresh and Slick Rick was together, looking at the crew, we thought we'd all live forever. Yeah, you know it's hot. Don't forget what you got. Looking back. Remember when Hawthorne and Chancellor had beef? Moving records was on Central Ave. I was there at dancing school. South on Javits, ball and pool. Unaware of what we didn't have. Writing my friends' names on my jeans with a marker. Man. July 4th races outside Parker. Fireworks in Martin Stadium. The untouchable PSP, all them crazy niggas be. And coffee got away through Irvington.
Lock it up.
Hillside brings beef with the cops. Self-destruction record drops. And everybody's name was Muslim. Women producing sensations in 88. Attracted kids from out of state. And everybody used to do the wop. Jack your body. Not a Bismarck used to amp up the party. I wish those days they didn't stop. Every ghetto, every city and suburban place I've been. Maybe recall my days in every city. You know it's hot. Don't forget what you got. Looking back.
Looking back.
Looking back. Looking back.
Break it down.
Oh, love is just a feeling.
All right, that was Lauryn Hill, Every Ghetto, Every City. Interesting little coda to the song. But I would definitely describe this as melodic rapping, wouldn't you, Earl?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's very very creative lyrically, very interesting call and use of the call and response technique, you know, shouting, talking, singing. It's just very cool, very interesting. Very interesting artist, Lauryn Hill. And worth listening to just for the lyrics. I mean, they go by kind of fast, but, you know, listen to it a couple of times. She really is kind of a sound painter with words, too. Okay, you're listening to the History of Rock here on the Rock and Roll Cookbook on WRUU 107.5 FM. And this is part two of our homage to the women songwriters, band leaders who changed the face of rock and roll in momentous ways. I want to emphasize that we are highlighting women singer-songwriters. There are a lot of wonderful, amazing female artists who are known primarily for their, you know, vocal work, or singers who are absolutely, you know, off the charts, but they aren't necessarily creative forces in terms of, you know, being composers and songwriters. So that's what we're emphasizing with this particular show, just so everybody knows. We'd love to hear your ideas about the most influential women songwriters that you know about in rock and roll. Please send us a message on the Rocking Chairs Rhythm Review Facebook page, or better yet, send a request to join the Rock and Roll Cookbook Circle Facebook group and be part of the larger conversation. Let us know what you think, because your voice definitely helps keep this music alive. And we have some important announcements here. Again, there's still time to support WRUU through your vote in the Connect Savannah Best of Savannah poll. It's very easy. You just go to Connect Savannah at www.connectsavannah.com. Click on the Go Vote image. Read the instructions, then scroll down and click on the image labeled Media. Type in WRUU in both the Best Local Radio Station and Best Talk Radio Station categories and click the Vote button for each. I hope these instructions are there. I think they are. Thank you for listening to and voting for WRUU in the Connect Savannah Best of Savannah poll. We do appreciate it. And of course, as always, you know that when we say WRUU is a community radio station, it doesn't just mean that we invite the community to create programming. It doesn't just mean that we're a voice for the community. It actually means that we're counting on the community to keep us going. And you, of course, are the community. So almost all of our modest budget comes from a small annual or monthly donations from listeners just like you. You get to enjoy our community-focused programming because many others have stepped forward to do their part. So now we're just asking you to do your part by joining our community of listener donors. It's so important, folks. Please go to WRUU.org right now and make a one-time or monthly donation. And as always, thank you so much for supporting Savannah's community radio station, the only community radio station, 107.5 FM. Also, it's a very nice thing that Georgia Southern is doing. So is the pandemic has left you feeling lonely, isolated with no one to talk to? Well, check out Georgia Southern University students who are calling seniors 65 and older to offer an ear to listen and a shoulder to support. This is really nice. Love in Action gives company during COVID-19, which is still going on, with two phone calls a week from students who care. If you want more information or to register for this free program, please email loveinaction@georgiasouthern.edu. That's loveinaction@georgiasouthern.edu. All right, let's continue now. I keep seeing comments about this next artist and saying she's best known as the writer behind the Mary Chapin Carpenter hit Passionate Kisses. And I think that's a great disservice, actually. She's a 3-time Grammy winner. I mean, not that that wasn't a good song, but goes much more beyond that in terms of her contribution. She's a 3-time Grammy winner, has been a creative force in the alt-country, Americana folk rock scene for 40 years. Her 1998 breakthrough song is the one we're going to play. It's one notable for its powerful imagery that drives the message of an experience we can all relate to, I think, Earl. So we're going to hear Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, And this is Miss Lucinda Williams.
Sitting in the kitchen, a house of making, Loretta singing on the radio. Smell of coffee, eggs and bacon, car wheels on a gravel road. Pull the curtains back and look outside. Somebody somewhere don't know. Come on now, child, we're gonna go for a ride. Car wheels on a gravel road.
Song by Lucinda Williams, Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. Next up, we have Tracy Chapman, who is also a four-time Grammy winner, known for songs like Fast Car and Give Me One Reason. What else is she known for, anyway?
Yeah, she learned to play ukulele at age 3 and started playing guitar and writing songs when she was 8 years old.
Prodigy.
Yep. She reports that the TV show Hee-Haw inspired her to learn to play the guitar.
Isn't that cool? Hee-Haw?
Yes.
I wonder who inspired her on Hee-Haw.
I don't know. Roy Clark was always great.
Roy Clark was amazing, yes. Yeah. All right. Well, Tracy made her first major stage debut as an opening act for another women's music pioneer named Linda Tillery, who's a percussionist, a music producer, and arranger, besides being a songwriter. And there is actually a genre called women's music, which I confess I didn't even know that. Women's music is an actual musical genre. It actually exists. It's defined as music for, by, and about women, and came about as part of the second wave feminist movement from the 1960s all the way to the 80s, as well as sort of grew out of the civil rights, labor, and peace movement. So there's a lot going on, but it is music for, by, and about women. It's called women's music. So very appropriate that we feature some of these artists on this show.
Right. So the song we're going to play is inspired by Tracy's experience with religion and politics and how intolerance about different religious beliefs parallels the intolerance some people have about different political beliefs. Although she was raised Baptist, Chapman went to an Episcopal high school where she found all faiths were welcome.
Which is very important. And with this song, she explains the takeaway is, quote, "We sometimes need to be saved from the people who think they need to save us," end quote. I'm into that. So let's hear Save Us All by Miss Tracy Chapman.
1, 2, 3, 4. Jesus loves me. In my heart, I know it's true. I know Mary's little baby came into the world just to save me. I don't know about you. My God, mighty big God. My God can shake the world up. Plagues and famines, frogs and locusts, walking on water, burning bushes, rolling the thunder, parting the waters too. My God, it's good in the kitchen. Make a good meal from bread and fish. Feed the hungry, pour the wine. Everybody's welcome to have a good time. Sit at his table. Enjoy the food. I know Jesus loves me. He says I should love you. My neighbor, not his wife. Don't covet, steal, kill, or lie. My God's got a lot. Work one day vacation. Made a garden, filled it with apples. Adam and Eve, they walked round natural till they ate that one piece of bad fruit. I've heard your God's older. Buddha, Allah, Krishna. Manifest with many faces, worship the world over in foreign places. I assume your God must love you. I know Jesus loves me. My tongues, God will save us all, save us all, and love the sinners too. But if pride goeth before the fall, hope someone's God will save us all, and love the sinners too.
Ah, really nice. Save us all, Tracy Chapman. So our next artist is a relative newcomer. This is Alice Smith. I mean, she's actually been working quite a long time, but I guess a relative newcomer among creative forces, among women songwriters. She's not really part of history yet, but she's already has an impressive track record. And Rolling Stone magazine listed her as one of the top 10 artists to watch in 2006. So she's been here. She's been doing her work since 2006, at least, with the release of her debut album.
Yes, and she's been compared to Alicia Keys and Norah Jones, but again, according to Rolling Stone, has a much broader palette, including R&B, jazz, rock, soul, funk, and even country.
So very diverse artists, and this song is from her second album entitled She, and was used in the fourth season of the TV crime drama series Gotham. I'm not really familiar with that. I know it was based on the Batman mythology. So I don't know how the song ended up there, but let's listen to it. It's called Fool for You by Alice Smith.
Ain't nobody tell me nothing, said it.
That was powerful. Fool for You, Alice Smith. Very interesting artist. You've been listening to the Rock and Roll Cookbook Part 2, History of Rock. It's our homage to the mostly unsung or many unsung women songwriters. So you may have noted that we did not include Tina Turner and or Carole King. Fantastic artists. We all love them, but they're not exactly unsung.
Yeah, there's a lot we could think of, like right. Bonnie Raitt, yeah, and Carly Simon.
Yeah, lots of women artists that, you know, we can't just cram into even a two-part series like we're trying to do here. But these are ones that you hear less often. They really change the face of rock and roll in their own unique ways. So thanks, Earl. Thanks for helping me out here or filling in with all of the important historical facts. Thanks to WRUU, and you are amazing listeners. We couldn't do this without you. Please let us know what you think on the Rock and Roll Cookbook Facebook, Rock and Roll Cookbook Circle Facebook page, group. Yeah, it is a group, right?
Yes.
Or the Rocking Chairs Rhythm Review Facebook page. And I want to give a shout out to all of our great local and regional musicians. As we sort of sneak into a state of normalcy here,
slowly,
we're kind of in that pandemic a stage here, but we are seeing more live music, and we do encourage you to get out and support our local and regional artists when and where you can. And just as a reminder, the Savannah Philharmonic has announced a dynamic new concert series for spring 2021, so be on the lookout for that. More information can be found at savannahphilharmonic.org. Our next show, Earl, speaking of next shows, will be Tuesday, April 6th at 4 p.m., our usual time. We're going to be celebrating Earth Day and all things spring. All month, we'll another two-parter, beginning with a special young audience show called We Hear the Earth Sing, especially for young listeners and artists, because we're going to be inviting the young artists ages basically kindergarten through eighth grade to share your original illustrations of what you hear in the music you will hear on the show. So if you miss the live broadcast on April 6th, you'll still have a chance to listen to the songs on demand. We'll be posting them on our special Music in My Paintbrush Facebook page. This is especially for young listeners and young artists. So you can email us at musicinmypaintbrush@gmail.com, and we'll send you the link as well as instructions for submitting your artwork. And this will be in a special exhibit downtown on site at the Corkhouse Studio Gallery. We're going to close today's show with a song by British singer, songwriter, producer, dancer, musician, another very eclectic artist who, like Laurie Anderson, has successfully bridged the gap between the avant-garde and pop rock cultures. Her music is sometimes described as avant-pop. Okay, that works for me. Her debut single called Wuthering Heights was released back in 1978, charted number one in the UK for 4 weeks. So that's pretty impressive. And she was the first female artist in the UK to produce a number one hit in a self-composed song. I think her work is really very innovative, and she's definitely unsung. At least I haven't heard too much of her work on the radio. So until next time, please stay safe, be kind to others, and as always, keep listening to that rock and roll music any old way you choose it. I'm Audrey Hepcat, and here's Hello Earth by Kate Bush.
Sky. Do